Beautiful Sounds of Sirius, the fabulous work of Leah Skellen, who has gifted this music to the Utopia International Retreat 2009, and that little song is called The First Little Angels on Earth. Very appropriate. And today we have Alyssa Moodle with us today. Alyssa is a creative lifestyle facilitator, and she's going to be presenting at Utopia International Retreat 2009, 16 to 18 of October. And Alyssa's here today to share a little bit about what her work and what she's going to be doing at Utopia. So welcome, Alyssa.
Hi, Margaret.
Emelissa. Sorry, Emelissa. I've got Alyssa
okay.
on the brain. So, Emelissa Moodle.
Yeah. That music was absolutely gorgeous.
Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, my God.
Lily has been incredibly generous in allowing us to play that as the sound of Utopia this year. So it's just beautiful and very much looking forward. Leah's going to be doing the opening ceremony at Utopia, and I believe sharing during the Singing to the Stars with Dean Frankel on Saturday night. And she's also got some workshops and keynotes to do, so she's going to be a very busy lady at Utopia. And Emelissa, you were doing a workshop, and you're going to be doing lots of wonderful things for us at Utopia. Would you like to tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing?
I'm actually going to be doing, it's just a bit of an introduction into mandalas. We're going to be doing mandalas as they done normally is in the circle way, but also I'm going to be using a little bit of difference, and I do body mandalas as well. So, yeah,
beautiful.
Really,
so we're going to be doing lots of body mandalas at Utopia?
I'm sorry, what was that? Mandalas?
Are we going to be doing body mandalas at Utopia? Is everybody going to be painted up beautifully?
Oh, not full body, no. I mean,
we're
a bit naked and paint each other, but I don't think that would be allowed.
Oh, look, you never know.
Well, we'll give it a go.
Oh, too funny. No, I was just joking, ladies and gentlemen listening. No need to get naked at Utopia and splash paint all over yourself. No, that's not going to happen. I was only joking. That sounds fabulous. So you do a lot of work that helps people unlock the conscious mind. How does creativity do that?
Creativity is just such a divine blessing. I mean, it's our natural way of being. And because of, you know, the way we've been brought up in the world, more based on the left side of the brain, we more focus on the linear and, you know, not focusing on the play part of it. Not, you know, we've got so many rules that we're not creative, we're not this and that. But when we use creativity in a way of just allowing it to unfold, it just brings you to the moment. And that's all you have. And it's like in that moment, you're not fighting with your logical mind trying to keep you stuck in thought patterns. You're actually in, you know, you're getting in touch with your subconscious. You're getting in touch with the moment, and it's like you're giving your mind a break, as in your left side of the brain, the controlling part, and allowing a space for what's really going on underneath to come up. And it's not necessarily just about, you know, problems and issues. It's just even more in a sense of using it in a way just to bring you joy about being in the moment.
It's a wonderful place to be. Now, Melissa, you teach all around the world, I believe.
I have done workshops in, you know, around Australia, and I have done workshops in America as well. Yeah, I've done them in some universities as well as a health retreat as well.
Oh, fabulous! Spreading the news universally, we love that. And so, what benefits would people using creative therapy? What are the benefits of using that for them?
Well, the benefits of people using that, I mean, besides the absolute joy of just having fun being creative, it's almost like a lucky dip. You know those little lucky dips you had when you were kids and you put your hand and you just don't know what you're going to get. There's such a joy in using a creative aspect that's based on not like doing a portrait, but doing something from just feeling it and allowing it. There's, it brings you also to the moment. You know, it creates a space so that you're in tune with what's really happening within you, instead of, you know, walking around, you know, in a cloud of what's going on in my life, I don't know what's going on in my life type thing. And so by doing creative aspects in that way, it's also a blessing for manifesting. I've had some really amazing situations just even by doing collage, which is paper and, you know, gluing paper and, you know, paint and a whole myriad of different things you want to do on paper, and focusing on what it is that you want to bring into your world. A lot of the times in the, you know, the secret, the manifesting and things like that, we get so caught up in how that we're not really letting it go to allow. And so when you're doing the collage, it's like you just get drawn to whatever it is. You sort of focus on the intent of what you want to create, and then you get drawn to pictures and colors and different things, and you just put it out there. And I've had so many amazing situations with people doing this, and creating what it is that they've wanted through the process.
Mm, fabulous. I guess it's that eye meeting, you know, the eyes are the windows of the soul, and they see, and I know there's magic between the hand and the eye as well when you're doing that sort of work. I think it just helps integrate it all at that heart-based level.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Mm. And it's just amazing. Yeah, and you don't need to be an artist, do you, you don't have to be or trained or anything like that to be able to do the work that you do.
Oh, my goodness, no. I mean, the first thing children do when they're old enough to and they wander around is they'll find mum's lipstick and watch out walls. That's all you need to do is get back in touch with that part of yourself. We're so doctrinated on having to have qualifications and having this and having that and having it look perfect and having it, you know, all these boxes that keep us so small and tight. And it's just, the joy is just the process of, I have had some people walk out of a paint play workshop as an example, and they will say, oh my God, I never thought that a painting that looked like nothing could mean so much to me.
Mm. Yes, it's getting all of those aspects of self, isn't it? And drawing.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
Yeah, I guess just drawing out of people what's in there and allowing them to see how fabulous they are. Because a lot of times we're told at school, aren't we, don't draw over the lines. I can remember getting that one as a child. Don't draw over the lines.
Yes. I had a guy who... he was a very, very sweet man, and him and his wife came to do a couple session. And he, when he was going through his process, it took him back to being that little boy, and he actually looked at me, and he was a man in his 50s, and he said to me, can I mix the paint? And I could see that in his eyes, how old he was and where that came from. And, you know, and as I gently guided him, he was so left-brained. And by the end of the process, what he done was absolutely amazing, totally moved me. And it wasn't that there was so much feeling in there, there was so much that he'd done. So it's almost like one of the things I've noticed is the biggest fear we have about something, usually when we end up doing it, it's not as big as what we thought.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. And I guess the Body Mandala workshop on the Utopia weekend will be helping people bring that out.
Well, the Body Mandala workshops is a different dynamic in the sense of, you know, you can't fling paint at each other in this one, but it is about bringing out, or getting in touch with the moment. Really, the essence of what it is I want to create is about being in the moment. It's really being able to see that we spend so much of our life in the pain of the past and living in the what if of the future. And we're not present, so to live life fully, it's about being in the now. And so, you know, we get to explore some different things as well as looking in that. Body mandalas is what's going on in my body, you know, what is it, am I storing in my body thought patterns? What's going on? Why is my leg always hurting me here? And so it's like you can explore even further into that just to see what thought patterns are held in there and even have a conversation with that part of your body as well.
And so what should people expect to gain from your workshop? What will they go away with? What if they take your elective on the Saturday? Because I think you're on day two, aren't you?
Yes, I think I am, yes.
Of Utopia. I think you're on day two. Need to double check that. But what will they be taking away?
Well, I mean, it depends on the individual, doesn't it? It depends on you know, how open you are to it, if you've ever have or haven't done creativity, where it is you're coming from, what is the reason you're drawn to wanting to do that. Some people may come away from that workshop saying, wow, you know, I am creative. And it's not so scary, or geez, I really get to see how much I haven't been living in the moment just by doing this. Or I didn't realize I was storing those sort of thoughts that in my leg or in my body, or I'm doing a mandala in a different way of, oh my God, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, that my thought patterns were circling in this way. It's fascinating because Carl Jung started doing mandalas in his work when he was, you know, doing his counselling and different things and studies and stuff. And it was all about getting into the unconscious. And we're so amazing manifestors when it comes to thought patterns and staying in boxes and stories and excuses in our life that unless we question it, we just keep circling like dogs chasing our tail. Why isn't this happening? Why isn't this happening? Why isn't this happening? And so by doing this process, I mean, it's something to continue to do if you want to as well. But it just helps you to stop for a moment and take a look at what's going on really in your world.
Mm. That'd be beautiful. And will they be actually taking, like, will they take a drawn or painted or something physical away with them? Will it be interactive, hands-on?
Yeah, they will. They'll take away, you know, it depends on, you know, the time and how everything flows. But we'll definitely be doing a mandala, a circled type of mandala, and mandala is a Sanskrit word for actually a healing circle. It goes back thousands of years, like the Tibetan, you know, the monks would do their sand paintings and Native Indians the medicine wheel. There is this, you know, whole thing with the circles in our life. I mean, it's just, we come from an egg when we're born, you know, egg and sperm, and we're living in a womb, which is like a circle. We come out like a, you know, of a circular way, and we land on a planet that's circling in a solar system. I mean, it's just, that's why they've called it that. It's just a healing circle. It's like the womb. So we'll definitely get some papers with some of their creative work on there that they've done, a little bit of understanding in that. And the full body mandala, well, the body mandala that we're doing is not a full body mandala as such. I'm not able to do that at the workshop retreat because it's, you know, depending on how many people I have, I couldn't imagine having over, you know, say 50 or 100 people lying down with having a drawing done around their bodies. It's just not going to be the room to do it. So we just do a taste version of that.
Brilliant. Brilliant. No, I don't think we'll have lying down. They might
not
sleep. I'd have a little nana nap after all of that relaxation that we're doing. And just to correct what I said earlier, there's actually a little mistake on the website. Your presenter profile says that you're going to be on day two, but you're actually on day three, which is the Sunday afternoon. So you'll be presenting 2:30 to 5 on Sunday afternoon on the 18th of October. And so for anybody listening that's interested in Emilissa Moodle's Empowering Inspirations Body Mandala concurrent session, when you book, you'll need to type that into your booking, and that will be your, if you choose to do Emilissa's class, you'll be able to book in for that when you book. And it is important that you get your bookings in, because I have got some news on the early bird prices. They got extended to June because there was just a little bit of a mistake between the website and the brochure. The brochure said the 30th of June, so they've extended the whole offer out, the super early bird offer out to the 30th of June, and that's $550. So you save a $400 by booking by the 30th of June. So we'd love to see everybody leaping onto the website and registering for Utopia International Retreat. Co-creators Susan Joy Coombs and Simone Matthews, the two beautiful ladies co-creating Utopia this year, have put such a lot of work in, and they sent me for my birthday this year, bless them, the most beautiful divine crystal that's sitting here on my desk, emanating Utopia light as we're speaking, and it's just the most beautiful thing. And I think I can't tell you how beautiful Utopia is. It is. And 2008, I spoke at 2008, and it was just awesome. And it's going to be even better this year. There's many more speakers and many more activities, like Emilissa's beautiful event. That sounds like it's going to be hands-on, and you're going to be doing lots of fun things. Lots of events like that where you can get right into, as Emilissa said, right into the moment, doing your beautiful work and expressing your creativity, talking to others of like mind. I can't tell you how beautiful an experience it is. Words can't convey just what goes on at Utopia. I was amazed, and I booked and stayed another day. I had to change my airfares and had to pay the difference to stay another day. It was just so wonderful. And Susan and Simone have just done such an awesome job, and they've put such a lot of work in. And what we really want you to understand is this is a not-for-profit event. Any money that is left over will be donated to a charity. So, but we do really, really need you to book early so that we can get things moving and get the event happening. So it's going to be at the Australis Noosa Lake Resort, where it was last year, and it's an amazing resort-style property with pool and the river. You can, when you're not at Utopia, you can be sitting beside the river. It's just a lovely place. It's a little... all of the little accommodation units wind their way around the conference centre, so you just hop it up in the morning and just walk over to the conference centre. It's just beautiful. So hop on in there, visit the website, www.utopia-retreat.com.au, and just hop on there, have a look at all of the presenters that are coming, some amazing people this year, all coming from a beautiful heart space. The presenters were all handpicked by Simone and Susan, and they're all going to be awesome, and guaranteed everybody's coming from a beautiful heart space. So I'd really encourage you to get on in there and get that booking happening, because we don't want you to miss out. It's going to be fantastic. And Emilissa, just coming back to you, you do a lot of workshops. I know. Would you like to tell people a little bit more about some of the work that you do?
I do classes as well as one-day workshops and private sessions. I do a paint play workshop, which is all about getting in touch with, it's all about the right side of the brain. So paint play is using everything but a paintbrush and using your opposing hand. And it's just a process of going through and having some fun, and I really enjoy doing those ones. They're my favourite, because you just see people just going from this seriousness to all of a sudden being these kids, and you know, sometimes putting their hands in paint. And I do classes as well. I do a 6-week block class session where we use different forms of creativity to help us bring us to the moment and to be aware of, you know, thought patterns and things. We do intent cards where each day we can focus on an intent for the day. Say, for instance, my intent is to be gentle with myself today. And you get to make those cards, so you're putting your energy into it. We do mask making, type of mask making in there. There's sometimes creative journaling, collages I'd mentioned before. There's a whole heap of, you know, different sort of little things that sort of come up. It's very spur of the moment for me because I like to run them in a way that is not so structured, because the whole idea of it is by being in the moment. And so it's so much easier for me to just flow by the type of people that come into the group and going with what energy feels relevant for me. And then I do the one-day workshop, which is similar to the classes, but it's just a shorter version. So the first half of the day we look at patterns and thoughts and habits that we have that keep us small. And then in the second part of the day, we focus on manifesting and using your creativity to do that as well.
It sure sounds like a whole heap of fun. I can just in my mind's eye, I'm just seeing all of these people running around, getting joyous with paint all over themselves and all over their whatever medium they're using at the time, whether it be themselves or paper or whatever, and it just sounds really fun is the word that's coming to my mind. And it sounds to me like you just allow people to let go and just really get into themselves and what they're doing. It sounds awesome.
You know, to me, you know, Margaret, we're so amazing. And it's not about writing a best-selling book and doing all these things. We're just amazing just by being who we are. And there's such a joy in that, and it's like my intent and my passion underneath what I do in my workshops and my private sessions is to be in the moment and see how amazing we are and guide people to find their own answers and, you know, empower people to see how amazing that they are. So it is a joy. It's absolute fun on so many levels. It can bring up so many different things sometimes, but it's just, yeah, once you get into the creative space, just look at a child when they're playing, and that's exactly where you'll end up being yourself.
And just to hear those children's laughter, it's just amazing, isn't it? And to think that as adults we can have that same laughter.
The children laughing and playing, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, it's just getting back into that space and feeling that is just divine.
Yeah, oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess if people want to learn more about what you do and a little bit more about yourself, that they can visit your website, which is www.emelissahealingarts.com. So that's spelt EMELISAHEALINGARTS.com. So EmelissaHealingArts.com. And you can read about the beautiful work that Emelissa Moodle does and all of the beautiful courses and workshops and all of the sorts of things that you can do with Emelissa will be listed there on the website. And don't forget, if you're interested in doing Emelissa's course at Utopia, you'll need to include that on your booking sheet. So hop onto the Utopia website, www.utopia-retreat.com, and that's spelled, I'll just spell it out for you, because sometimes I talk a bit fast, apparently. I don't mean to, but I do. UTOPIA-RETREAT.com. So hop on there and book on in. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. And thank you, Emelissa, for sharing your time with us today and just giving us a brief overview. I know that you're going to be, your course, I think, goes for 2.5 hours at Utopia. So, you know, in this short period of time, it's difficult to cover everything that's going to be going on. But thank you so much for sharing your beautiful work with us. And I'll be looking forward to meeting you and seeing you at Utopia.
Margaret, thank you very much as well. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, you are welcome. And we are going to close the session today with another of Leah Scallon's beautiful Sounds of Sirius pieces. And this one is called The Song of Love for the Animals. And this is Leah's latest CD. So it's called Song of Love for the Animals. And we will wish you goodbye for now, and we will look forward to hearing all of you and seeing all of you at Utopia International Retreat. And that's going to be from the 16th to the 18th of October 2009. I'm counting the sleeps already, so I'm going to look forward to seeing you and Melissa and all of the lovely listeners as well. So thank you again.
Oh.